brought to you by the Cannabis Bee Network. Here is the Cannabis Bee News with your host.
Hello, listeners. How's it going? I got a little confession to say. My name is Scott Jacobs, Scott J for short. I'm not Joe Jameson. I've been going under a pen name of Joe Jameson since the beginning of the podcast. First, I thought the podcast would just get, 20 or 30. So I just kind of, sheltered my name. I'm a longtime entrepreneur and a web developer, and I call it the New Age Web Systems Expert. Let's roll into article number one. Pot. Alaska, Oregon may vote to inhale next year. Take it away.
Pot. Alaska, Oregon may vote to inhale next year. By Jonathan Kaminsky. Source, Reuters. Marijuana legalization activists hope Alaska and Oregon will become the next two states to put recreational use of the drug before the voters, perhaps as early as next year. A more robust state-by-state legalization effort is planned for 2016, when the presidential election is expected to boost turnout among younger voters who are seen as more pro-pot, said Mason Furt, spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project. His group also plans to lobby lawmakers in five states, including Rhode Island and Hawaii, to legalize recreational pot by 2017, even as the drug remains classed as an illegal narcotic under federal law. I wouldn't be surprised to see legalization on the ballot in Alaska and Oregon in 2014, said Bo Kilmer, co-director of the RAND Drug Policy Research Center. I expect the groups trying to put it on the ballot in these states to learn from what has happened in Colorado and Washington State. Washington and Colorado became the first states to legalize marijuana for recreational adult use after approving separate ballot measures last year. Some 20 states and the District of Columbia allow pot to be used for medical purposes. While pot activists remain optimistic over the prospects of legalizing the drug for recreational use in more states, the question of whether to push hard at the ballot box next year or to hold off until 2016 has divided some within the movement. Those eager to see such ballot measures in 2014 say successful campaigns in Washington State and Colorado, followed by the August release of a U.S. Justice Department memo giving states leeway to experiment with legalization, underscore a shift in public sentiment that should be quickly capitalized. Originally, I agreed with the Marijuana Policy Project and other activists who urged waiting until 2017, said Anthony Johnson, director of New Approach Oregon, one of two planned 2014 pot legalization campaigns in Oregon. But I've been convinced there's a path to victory in 2014. The path may start in the Oregon State House, as lawmakers consider referring a ballot measure to voters to tax and regulate commercially sold marijuana while allowing individuals to grow and possess a modest amount of the drug. Most of my colleagues have voiced a perspective of us putting something forward rather than having a citizen initiative go forward that could be much more unworkable, said Oregon Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Floyd Prozansky, a legalization supporter. If the legislative effort in Democratic-led Oregon fails, Johnson said his group was ready to gather roughly 87,000 signatures needed to put a similar measure on the 2014 ballot. By contrast, those preaching patience say that, since 2000, well-funded, marijuana liberalization initiative campaigns have polled between 8% and 10% higher in presidential years than in midterm elections. Among the failures was California's Proposition 19, which would have legalized recreational use, but was defeated 53.5% to 46.5% in 2010. It's a simple numbers game, said Steve Fox, a Washington, D.C.-based marijuana policy and business consultant. Big marijuana. Opponents say they plan to counter the coming legalization campaigns by warning voters against the rise of big marijuana, which they liken to the tobacco and alcohol industries. The Marijuana Policy Project has been very public about what states they've been focusing on, said Kevin Sabet, co-founder of Project Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or Project SAM, and director of the Drug Policy Institute at the University of Florida. We're going to take our playbook from theirs and we're in the process of raising money to fight those campaigns. The idea of big marijuana and targeting kids is not good for anybody, he said. Such an idea could be effective with most Americans, who view marijuana use as no big deal but are not passionate about ending its prohibition, said Robert Matkown, a professor of public policy at UC Berkeley, who is advising Washington state lawmakers on the issue. The support for this shift toward marijuana legalization is soft, and these are the kinds of things that are going to persuade some people, he said. As pot legalization efforts progress in Oregon, the Marijuana Policy Project is funding a signature drive to put a measure on the 2014 ballot in Alaska to allow possession of up to an ounce of pot, and to tax and regulate a pot industry. It is ignoring its wait until 2016 outlook in Republican-leaning Alaska because of the state's libertarian bent and permissive approach to marijuana, as well as state rules that dictate ballot measures be voted on in primary elections, dampening any presidential race bump, Tvert said. The Marijuana Policy Project, which has been behind a number of successful pot liberalization measures including last year's Colorado initiative, plans with its allies to target California, Arizona, Nevada and Maine in 2016. But grassroots campaigns are already underway in Arizona and California to put pot initiatives on the 2014 ballot, although those efforts are more far-reaching and appear less well-funded. A proposed Arizona measure, for example, would make the legal age to use marijuana 18 years old, lower than in Washington State and Colorado where it is 21. It would allow possession of 2.5 ounces of pot and would make it harder to successfully prosecute stone drivers. Safer Arizona Initiative author Dennis Bach said his campaign has raised roughly $2,000 and gathered less than 5% of the 259,000 signatures needed by next July to get on the ballot. We've got a long ways to go, he said. Meanwhile, the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative will begin campaigning next month to get a measure on the 2014 ballot that would allow individuals to possess up to 12 pounds of cannabis. The measure is similar to ones that failed to get on ballots in 2008 and 2012. The initiative's campaign director Buddy Doozy relishes the opportunity to push his measure without competition from better-funded pot proponents. I'm appreciative that they are not standing in our way, other than to tell people that we don't stand a chance, he said.
Article number 2. Cancer patient denied cannabis, made to do chemo instead. Take it away.
Cancer patients denied cannabis, made to do chemo instead. By Rafael Vassallo. Source, Malta Today. Requests for cannabis oil identified as an effective treatment for the type of cancer in question by research published in Advanced Access, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute Germany in 2007 were turned down at Matter Day. Several studies by top medical researchers, including from Harvard University, have concluded that the drug Cannabis sativa aqua marijuana provides more effective treatment for different types of cancer than chemotherapy, without the severe side effects associated with the exposure to radiation. But patients who seek this alternative form of therapy in Malta are denied access to cannabis-based products, on the pretext that the plant from which they are derived is listed on the Dangerous Drugs Ordinance of 1971. One local patient, who asked not to be named, contacted Malta Today to recount his own experiences after reading an article about the medical properties of marijuana in our Wednesday edition. I am currently undergoing cancer treatment at Matter Day Hospital, with the usual chemotherapy and medicine they stuff into you here. And I'm also a person who really believes in the medical benefits of marijuana. His requests for cannabis oil, identified as an effective treatment for the type of cancer in question by research published in Advanced Access, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute Germany in 2007, were turned down at Matter Day. I would like for doctors to start to think about the beneficial use of marijuana in certain diseases. I have also forwarded to my doctors some studies, but it's all in vain, as these people are the salesmen of big pharma companies.
Article number 3. Hemp seed offers pure nutrition. Take it away.
Hemp seed offers pure nutrition. By Chandra Balusu. Source, Poughkeepsie Journal. Hemp seed or nuts contain all the essential amino acids and fatty acids necessary to maintain healthy human life. No other plant source has such an easily digestible form and perfect ratio to meet nutritional needs. Flax seeds also contains all the essential amino acids as do many other seeds in the plant kingdom. But what is unique about hemp seed protein is that 65% of its globulin simple proteins found in seeds and distin is the highest in the plant kingdom. Hemp seed proteins are the building blocks of life and immunity. Hemp milk is made by soaking ground hemp seeds with water. It contains omega-3 fats. This milk alternative is good in baked goods because it does not have an obtrusive flavor. The idea that eating hemp seeds can help people suffering from immune deficiency diseases is supported by the fact that hemp seed was used to treat nutritional deficiencies brought on by tuberculosis. Hemp seed can be eaten raw, ground into meal, sprouted or made into hemp milk as a dairy alternative. It can be made into hemp flour, hemp oil, hemp ice cream, hemp protein powder or prepared as tea. It makes a delightful addition to cereal, salads, topping on granola, pudding or other desserts, and can be added to smoothies or used in baking. Hemp seeds are an up-and-coming superfood, especially used by vegetarians and those on raw food diet. Hemp seed has a pleasant nut-like flavor and creamy texture and can be enjoyed straight out of the bag or sprinkled on any dish to gain a boost of green nutrition. Hemp seeds provide a healthy dose of protein, omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, fiber, antioxidants, vitamin E, and minerals such as magnesium, iron and potassium. Because hemp is not legally grown in the United States, we rely on Canadian farmers for most organic hemp seeds such as cull processed and oxygen removed. Storage, keeping seeds refrigerated and airtight will help protect the seed quality. So, why not try soft and delicious hemp seeds? They're a powerhouse of pure plant nutrition and also eco-friendly.
Article number 4. Attorney John Morgan says marijuana is safer than prescription drugs. Take it away.
Attorney John Morgan says marijuana is safer than prescription drugs by Scott Powers. Source, Orlando Sentinel. Attorney John Morgan delivers remarks at the Tiger Bay Club, Friday, September 27, 2013, on his campaign to get an initiative to legalize medical marijuana on the 2014 statewide ballot. Joe Burbank, Orlando Sentinel. Claiming that medical marijuana would be a safer, non-addictive and more effective alternative to OxyContin, Orlando attorney John Morgan condemned the prescription painkiller in a speech Friday to argue that many of its users would be far better off smoking pot. Speaking to the Tiger Bay Club of Central Florida, Morgan said that OxyContin, a commonly prescribed and abused pain medication, kills 16,000 people a year and addicts many more. He claimed marijuana, which is illegal in Florida and most states, is comparatively harmless and more effective. It is truly a disgrace what goes on, said Morgan, best known for his Morgan & Morgan personal injury law firm, who chairs a statewide campaign to get a constitutional amendment legalizing medical marijuana on the 2014 Florida ballot. OxyContin is a poison that is put into our system by pharmaceutical companies that make billions and billions of dollars. OxyContin is a brand name drug whose active ingredient is OxyContin, an opioid analgesic. The Centers for Disease Control reported in February that there were 16,651 opioid analgesics overdose deaths nationally in 2010. However, a statewide law enforcement crackdown on illegal sales and use has cut the number of OxyContin-related Florida deaths by 41% to 735 in 2012, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Still, OxyContin remains the leading cause of overdose deaths in the state. Purdue Pharma, which manufactures OxyContin, did not immediately respond Friday to Morgan's speech. Morgan's point was to make marijuana look good by comparison. One thing I think most of us accept as truth is medical marijuana works, and it works for a broad variety of illnesses and ailments, Morgan said. It's helpful with ALS, cancer, multiple sclerosis, glaucoma, epilepsy, all sorts of chronic pain. Morgan chairs People United for Medical Marijuana, which is running a petition drive to get legalization on the November 2014 ballot. The group surpassed 100,000 signatures last month and has sent the proposed amendment language to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. It will then be reviewed by the state Supreme Court for ballot validation. People United would then have to gather at least 683,159 voter signatures. Morgan has contributed $150,000 of the $248,000 that the campaign raised in the first 6 months of this year. After his 35-minute speech, at least four Tiger Bay members approached Morgan privately to say that they or someone they know has cancer or some other ailment and were interested in his message. Morgan said his father, Ramon, used it while he was dying from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and esophageal cancer 20 years ago.
Article number 5. Marijuana commercial may air during Super Bowl. Take it away.
Marijuana commercial may air during Super Bowl. By Bruce Arvitz. Source, USA Today, CNBC. Could the upcoming Super Bowl broadcast a pro-marijuana spot? Odds are long, but it may be more than a pipe dream. One pro-marijuana advocacy group is making a serious bid to win an online voting contest sponsored by Intuit, which has promised to award a free Super Bowl spot to one American small business. While the contest has received more than 10,000 entries, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML, ranks among the most popular vote-getters in the first stage of consumer voting, which just ended. The pro-pot group's efforts are bringing extra buzz to the contest, but it may not be exactly the kind of buzz that Intuit wanted. Intuit leadership is surely wringing their collective hands over the matter, says brand guru Peter Madden. Though marijuana isn't as taboo a subject since its legal approval in varying states, It is the equivalent to a scarlet letter, albeit one tainted green, that their brand is now forced to wear. Such is the danger to brands who go the contest route. While there's nothing new about advocacy groups trying to hitch their wagons to the mega stage of the Super Bowl, this latest effort appears to rank among the savviest in years. We look for any opportunity to put a toe into the cultural stew, says Alan St. Pierre, executive director at NORML. When you only have $1 million annual budget, and a Super Bowl ad costs $4 million, you have to do something very creative to get onto the Super Bowl. Intuit officials are trying to put on the best public face. This program has been a huge success in our eyes, and we want to continue to focus on all the entries, not just one, says Heather M.C. Lellen, Director of Communications at Intuit, in an email. But isn't Intuit enjoying the onslaught of PR it's getting since NORML's own PR grab? Not if it promotes only one entry and not the thousands of other small businesses that have entered, says M.C. Lellen. Fox, the network that will broadcast the Super Bowl on February 2nd, was noncommittal about airing a pro-marijuana ad. Any advertising submitted to Fox is subject to broadcast standards review before it can be aired, says spokesman Lou D'Armelio, in an email.
Article number 6. No association between frequency of marijuana use and health or healthcare utilization. Take it away.
No association between frequency of marijuana use and health or healthcare utilization. Source, Science Daily. Researchers from Boston Medical Center, BMC, and Boston University School of Medicine, BUSM, have found frequency of marijuana use was not significantly associated with health services utilization or health status. These findings currently appear online in the Journal of General Internal Medicine. As marijuana's legal status changes across the U.S., its impact on health has become of great interest. Marijuana is the most commonly used illicit drug, yet its impact on health and healthcare utilization has not been studied extensively. The researchers studied 589 adults who screened positive for drug use at a primary care visit. Those patients were asked about their drug use, their emergency room use and hospitalizations, and their overall health status. In addition, information about other medical diagnoses was obtained from their medical records. They found the vast majority of the study's sample, 84%, used marijuana, 25% used cocaine, 23% opioids, and 8% used other drugs. 58% reported using marijuana but no other drugs. They also found no differences between daily marijuana users and those using no marijuana in their use of the emergency room, in hospitalizations, medical diagnoses, or their health status. According to the researchers, it is common for users of illicit drugs to use both marijuana and another drug. Therefore, knowing the incremental effects of marijuana on health in that circumstance is important. Even though we could not compare marijuana users to those who use no drugs at all, our findings suggest that marijuana use has little measurable effect on self-reported health or healthcare utilization in adults using drugs identified in a primary care clinic, said lead author Daniel Fuster, MD, a postdoctoral scholar from the Clinical Addiction Research and Education Unit at BMC and BUSM.
All right, listeners, until next episode, you have a good day, good night, good week, bye-bye.
We pollinated your mind. Now, go pollinate the world.